Good morning. Welcome to KPCRadio.com. This is the fifth episode of Hidden Tone, the place where music is exposed and the artist doesn't go untold. My name is Napoleon Samad, and I am here today with Emma Renee, an R&B singer. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for just your presence.
Yes.
I do appreciate it. So tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, my name's Emma Renna, but it's okay.
Sorry.
Just wanted to quick throw that in there, Emma Renna. So I'm from Minnesota.
Nice.
And this is the start of my third year in LA. And I'm an artist. I'm a music creator, writer, composer, and just doing my thing out here.
Nice, I like that. So what brought you to LA?
The first initial cause of moving was someone discovered my YouTube videos. A producer saw them, and then I was going to school in Chicago, and then basically I'd go to classes during the week, and then they would bring me out on the weekends. So for like 8 weekends, I'd be in LA, and then like midnight on Sunday night, I'd fly back on an overnight flight back to Chicago and be in class by 8 a.m. the next day. So after like a whole bunch of weeks of that, it just made sense for me to come out here for the summer and then finish the project that I was working on. And then I kind of just stayed. It just kept going. It was a fluid situation. And then I just ended up moving here. So
nice. So yeah. So you made a YouTube channel.
Yes, I was YouTubing.
Okay.
Yep, I was definitely doing that.
So you definitely hopped on that wave everyone tried to.
Yeah, it was.
Everyone's trying to do it now.
There are some videos I watch now, and I'm just like, 100% of me feels like I need to take this down immediately. But, you know, it's part of the story, so exactly. I'm just going to let it live.
Well, that's good that you have it up there, because, I mean, it allows people to see your progress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even though it makes you feel bad, like, you just keep it up there. Like, it's funny because I made a video one time, and I thought it was just so horrible, but I didn't think about the progress.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, I seemed so horrible back then, and I just deleted it. But, you know, I was like, if I would have put a video up now with that up there, too, people would have been like, oh, wow,
exactly.
He's progressing. You know?
And, like, I sound very different from when I was 16 or 17, you know, so, mm-hmm. like, it makes sense that I sound the way that I do then.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you drop out of college?
No. So basically, okay. It was my junior year of college, and I was just like, I'm not going to drop out of school. Like, I've spent so much time and energy into my studies that I kind of, I don't want to say made an arrangement, mm-hmm. But I told them, like, listen, I have this amazing opportunity for me to move to LA and pursue what I really want to do. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that we can arrange for me to still graduate? And so I ended up doing this intensive research project and wrote this whole thesis about, well, I studied sociology, so I focused on suburban versus urban education and like the discrepancies and disparities between the two. So I just did like a really intensive research paper and graduated. So it actually in May 2015. So,
oh wow,
yeah,
that's nice. Okay, so how would you say? Tongue twister. So has your major helped your career somehow? Like,
I don't think it has, but I think being an artist it's a responsibility as an artist to use your art as a platform. I'm not saying it has to be your whole narrative, like every song that I make has to be about social issues, but people listen to artists. Mm-hmm. And so with the attention that comes with it, you can really get messages across to your listeners. So, I'm definitely am using my art to carry out messages about even if it's me posting on Instagram saying, guys, make sure you're registered to vote. Like, that's mm-hmm. using your platform.
Right.
The people who listen to me, who follow me, if I can get at least that message across to them, then I feel like I'm doing my job. So I'm definitely using my interests in sociology and racial issues and social issues in my music.
That's good. Nice.
Yeah.
So what exactly do you do in music? So
well, I write, I play piano. I love working with other people and doing vocal production. So I do that as well. But right now I'm working on my project, and it's a lot of writing and expressing and, you know, all the things that come with creating something, you know?
Yeah. Do you have a name for it yet?
I'm afraid to say it because I might change my mind.
Okay.
But the title of it is...
Tentatively the title.
Yeah. It's going to be called Law of Attraction.
Ooh.
And I am titling it Law of Attraction because I feel like everything that I've put out into the universe of what I want for this project is coming back. And I really strongly believe that if you speak and put out your what you want, it will come back to you. Yeah. And even energy, if you transmit a positive energy, someone else is going to receive it. So
definitely.
That's why I'm calling this project the Law of Attraction. So
I like that. Yeah, words is definitely power.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So when did you start singing, or when did you, like, I guess, come to senses with yourself, like, this is your musical identity?
Right. I've been singing since I was really little.
Okay.
I was a super outcast in school, and I really took solace in being able to just sing. Like, I'd come home after school and just be like, all right, well, I'm going to hang out with myself today, and I'm going to sing. And I started classical piano when I was 4. And so music's definitely been a huge part of my life. Mm-hmm. And then I think when I was like 7, I was like, oh, okay, I actually really like to sing. Like, I was singing probably before, but I made
you,
a conscious decision,
right.
Like, all right, I'm a singer.
Like, I can actually do this. Okay.
So I was the tender age of 7, but maybe a little younger, but I think that sounds about right.
Okay.
So my whole life I've been singing.
So is it just you and your family that sings? Is there other people in your family that
my
sing?
My dad
or
is,
do music?
Yeah, so my dad's a musician. He's a bass player. And so growing up, he'd be playing a lot of jazz clubs.
Mm.
And Minnesota has a really strong music community. Prince is from there.
Right.
Bob Dylan. We have Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who are two amazing producers. And so jazz was a huge influence growing up for me. And my cousin also is a composer, and he lives in L.A., and he's scored for Quentin Tarantino, who is an incredible director who did Inglourious Basterds, Kill Bill, Nightmare on Elm Street. So it's been amazing seeing him work, and it's so inspiring to me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like, you're surrounded by that type of environment.
Absolutely.
Having that inspiration, because I know some people, if you're like the only one in the family who does music, the family kind of looks weird at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, or, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
It definitely gives that push. So what are some of the highlights, before we get to the highlights, what
sure.
are some of the struggles that you faced as an artist?
Definitely.
So far.
I think looking back on it now, a lot of the issues that I faced are internal issues.
Mm.
So it's like my projections of fear. So just me constantly worried that what I'm doing isn't good enough, or my fear of creating this timeline of when I should accomplish certain things by what age, by how many months. And I'm not saying I don't face those issues anymore, but I think I am looking at it as this is a process, this is an experience.
Yeah.
And so I can't put a timeline, and I can't put certain pressures on me, because that's just it just I don't think things work like that, you know.
Well, yeah.
Things happen when they happen, and as long as I'm doing everything that I can and putting out everything
mm-hmm.
in the universe that I can, like back to the law of attraction, then I need to just let that ride, you know. I'm not saying I don't work hard, and I'm not focused, and I'm not organized, but certain things are out of my control. So
right. It's like, don't set yourself short.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that, because I know the industry or people, they kind of feel like they have to live up to the expectations of the music industry
mm-hmm.
when the music industry is just an outlet,
right.
I guess, you know? It's like music itself, that's something that comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
It's not materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when people look at it materialistically, that's when they worry about their age. Like, oh, am I too old? No one's going to like my music. And it's like,
right.
You see Sia. Oh, is that how you say her name?
Sia, yeah.
Sia. How old is she?
She's like 41.
Exactly. And she already has number one hits. She
right.
writes songs for all these people. And it's like, Right. And she's doing her thing, and even, so many other artists.
That, even when I was 18, like, I was like, oh, I'm so old now. You know, like, it's, I don't, it just doesn't, it's, even if it's not even about age, it's like weird timelines that I set for myself. Like, oh, in 6 weeks, I need to get this done. I'm just like, I need to let it, and also creating is, you can't put a timeline necessarily on creating. Like,
can't.
If I say I want to get this project done in 6 months, I might, maybe by the 7th month, I get the 5 songs that I'm, yep, trying to make, you know? So yeah, it's a process. You have to let it ride.
Yeah, definitely take your time, because you never know what can happen. Like, the best creative juices may come out at, on that last day of that 7th month. Yep. That you're like, all right, oh gosh, I'm doing it all over again.
Right, exactly. Definitely.
Yes. So what are some of the highlights?
Man, of the, so over the summer, I probably recorded like 53 songs, okay, with a collection of different people. And what I did was I made, so I wrote down every album of mine that I love, like top albums, like,
okay,
favorite bangers, right? Not necessarily
name,
bangers.
Name a few. Name
but
a
just
few.
Like, from Beyonce to Rihanna to Bruno Mars, okay, to Christina Aguilera to, you know, just like,
yeah.
And I wrote down all of the producers behind it,
okay,
and all the songwriters. And so I was like, I'm going to contact every single producer and every, maybe less of the songwriters, but, mm-hmm, more of the producers. And I'm going to say, I want to work with you. Like, mm-hmm, of my favorite songs, not just like everybody.
Right.
And for, I can't believe I'm saying this like in an interview right now, but for every, through Instagram, I DM'd everybody. Mm-hmm. And so for every 30 people I DM'd, I heard back from like 2.
Are you serious?
Yes. And so that's like, half of the people that I've worked with on this project is just like me reaching out to my favorite producers and being like, listen, like, that's, I feel like, so people are afraid to ask. And
yeah,
if you just ask, you might get a yes. You know what I mean? And so some of it is, that's partially how I got in contact with some of the people I'm working with. Otherwise, it's just like me meeting people that are, mm-hmm, dope just through like friends or, mm-hmm, other music people.
Yeah.
And so I'm super excited about the collaborations that I have on this project.
That's so good. Like, it's already giving me chills. Like, just hearing that. Because just thinking about what we talked about earlier about how, you know, there's a lot of people who are so about, you know, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so career-driven that they forget about the social aspect,
mm-hmm,
which is, that's where the opportunities really do come from, you know, not just, hi, you sing? Okay, good. Let's do something. It's like, no, hold on. Who are you?
Right.
Where are you from?
Right.
What's your name?
Right, right.
Like, give me a bio about you.
Right.
So, but that's good. That's,
it was
good.
Cool. Yeah, it's, I'm really excited about it.
Is there any, I guess, highlights as in performances? Have you worked, like, you,
sure,
know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think, like, by tracks on the project, or just like
by tracks, performances, mm-hmm, you know, what have you done so far that, you know, you feel like you've accomplished?
Right. I'm really excited about the music that I've created for this. Like, the last project I released was an EP,
okay,
like a year ago, maybe a little more than that. Oh my gosh, time goes by so fast. But I think just my ability to express myself and create music that's reflective of me as an artist. I think it takes, I don't know if every artist goes through this, but I think many do, where you struggle to find your own voice and your own identity and what makes you you. And I think I've found that in this project, and it took me a year of creating and exploring and pushing to get to that place. So I've made so many different projects and songs and collections of songs that were just necessary for me to get to where I am now. So I think that's kind of the highlight of this. Like, I feel like Emma, not to talk about myself in third person, but like, Emma Renna is coming to herself, you know? So
you're coming to your element.
Yes.
You're finding yourself.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully touring. That's where I see myself touring. I want to be singing in soundtracks. I want to be, I think touring is really what I'm most excited about. Just being able to share my music with different audiences of the world and connecting with people through that. Like, that's the most satisfying thing, to be able to be on a stage and just singing to people and having them receive the music that I've made. You know, so it's not necessarily always just about me. It's, like I said, using music as a platform too. So getting messages across to people too.
I like that. Yeah. So would you consider yourself more of a... since you have a lot of recording experience, mm-hmm. Would you consider yourself a recording artist mm-hmm. or a performing artist?
Performing is where... That's what I love
to
do.
Where's your heart at, basically?
Performing, for sure. Being on a stage, even if it's like... I don't care if I'm in someone's basement singing to like five people. Like, that is so amazing to me.
Right.
So I just think because I've been focusing so hard on creating this body of work that I've just been in the studio a lot lately, but I've been performing a lot more recently, and that's like what I love to do, just being on a stage. Just give me a mic and a piano and I'm good.
You're good, you're set.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay, so more on the casual side, mm-hmm. What is a typical day for Emma Renna?
Okay, well, they kind of vary a lot, actually, but...
Because you do this full-time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, I teach piano lessons, too.
Oh.
So, that's music, too, so... last Monday was super busy, but I woke up and had a session at 9 a.m. And then I went to a rehearsal for the show that I had that night, and then I went to teach piano lessons, and then I went to the show. So that was like a long day, a lot of singing. And then like the next day, I just sat with a guitarist for like 8 hours, and we just sat and played, and like I recorded it, and then I went through it and picked like my favorite sections and then wrote to it and crafted around that. So it's just like, days are very different,
mm-hmm.
and some days are super sporadic. Like, I'll wake up and have the whole day open, and then it'll just be like random things will come in. And some days I just am focusing on writing.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, that's how I want my days to be. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be like that. So going back to the music part, when you said how you worked with the guitarist one mm-hmm. day and you guys were sitting for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you guys are writing a song?
Yeah, so how I like to write
is
I guess it's different depending on who I'm working with, but like when it comes to like another musician, me and another musician, instrumentalist, I really will just like to tell them like a vibe that I'm going for,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll just sit and talk, and I'll just have my mic plugged in, and I'll have his or her guitar or whatever plugged in, and we'll just go, and it'll just be super like what we're doing right now, except
right.
I'll be singing and you'll be playing the guitar, you know.
So it's more like improv, and then you figure out what
basically,
you want.
Basically, I love doing that. Or some, you know, some people create, and it's very like pop songs mm-hmm. are very not all of them, but it's kind of almost scientific. So you'll come up with a concept before, and you'll come up with like structured melodies that are repetitive,
scripted,
and yeah, I mean, which is totally fine too. That works, but it's, my process is very just like organic.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to really connect with the soul, and it's whatever you feel, you're able to put it down, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, however, people create in all different ways, but that's how I like to do it.
I like that. I have a friend who I also wrote with, and it was pretty interesting because I think he did it the way that you pretty much did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was in his, like we were in his recording studio, then he had like an instrumental. Then he was like, just hum anything, like just come out of nowhere with a melody and just sing across for like a minute. And then he'll pick out certain sections that he likes.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, really?
Because
like, the way I do it, I automatically come up with the melody
uh-huh.
with the lyrics.
Oh, really?
Or sometimes I'll just write the song as a poem. And then
see,
I'll
like,
create it.
Exactly.
Like a melody with that.
So everyone does it differently. Like I can't, I mean, I guess I could, but I'd rather come up with a melody first.
Right.
And then the story that I'm telling, you know, but right. some people can like to write the lyrics out first and the story and then put melody to it.
Right.
That's awesome.
The only weird thing about writing the lyrics before the melody is, or if you write like a poem, is that it becomes more personal. Like it doesn't really fit the pop genre. Like it's not
yeah.
really scripted. because you're coming so...
But that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it's... I guess...
You're like, I'm giving you my diary right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I totally get it.
It's too personal. Where it's like, it's more like one of those songs that everyone will kind of... They'll put at the bottom of the album, you know, instead of at the top.
Yeah, I totally get it.
So, before you play for us a song, what is some advice that you would like to give or that you can give to an aspiring artist who would like to be in your shoes one day or, you know, who just wants to know more about how to get to, you know?
I would just say really a couple of things. Believe in yourself. Believe in your art. No one can should be able to tell you anything about it. Like, trust yourself. And also just be nice to people. Be nice to everybody. You never know who you might meet, and everybody is... I've met so many amazing people out here just because I'm open, you know, and I think people can get so tunnel vision and focused on what they think is right for them and what they think they need to do. But if you look, if you step back a little bit and look at the big picture, like, there's so many beautiful people out here, and just be open to collaborating and just trust yourself and your vision for it. So that's my advice I would give. That was kind of vague, but no, I think it works.
It's all good, you know. Just even a few words will make a big difference. Thank you so much. All right, so you're going to be singing us a song or playing a song. What is the name of this song?
Well, I think I recently heard, well, not recently, this is one of my favorite songs, actually, that I've kind of taken and made it into my own. So this is a cover.
Okay.
And I'm really upset because my piano got locked in the studio last night.
Oh, no.
And I have this really small keyboard. It's like the size of my forearm.
It's cute.
It's cute. Cute. There's no pedal or anything, but it kind of sounds like it's from the 90s. So let me see. It's going to be really loud. Is that too loud? I love it. It has really cool sounds, but so I brought it with me as a temp.
Okay.
But this is, so Anita Baker is one of my favorite singers.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And this is my favorite song to perform right now.
Before you start, I'm so sorry. If you can just tell the audience, where can they find you?
Absolutely.
Your social outlets.
So all of my, like, my handle for everything is Emma Rena XO, EmmaRenaXO, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, which I like doing, and I sing occasionally on my Instagram, and I'm obsessed with Snapchat, so I'm there all the time, so you guys can get in touch with me on there.
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna move this.
What's the name of this?
This is Sweet Love, Anita Baker. Piano. Is my mic out? Okay, okay, I hear it again. With all my heart, I love you, baby. Stay with me, and you will see my arms will hold you, baby. Never leave, 'cause I believe I'm in love. Sweet love, hear me calling out your name, and I feel no shame. I'm in love. Sweet love, don't you ever go away, it will always be this way.
Gosh, that was amazing. That was like milk and honey.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just
on this jade piano, but
it sounded amazing. It sounded well. Like, I don't even know the perfect word. It sounded perfect.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. That was amazing. There you have it, Emma Renna. This is KPCRadio.com Hidden Tone. My name is Napoleon Samad. Once again, this is Hidden Tone, a place where music is exposed and the artist doesn't go untold. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you.